Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
We're on the internet. Oh, look at that. We must have done well. Fran Lebowitz, would the world be a better place if we didn't have social media?
Yes.
No expanding on that?
Or even media.
Yeah.
Not confined to social media.
Right. No, you're not hooked in yet.
No. Or up.
Yeah. Anna, with or who or what is the greatest untapped resource for the children who are the subject of your film?
Love.
Yeah.
Love from not just people who are in their immediate surroundings, but people who might want to come out of the confines of their own home and give some care, give some adult care. Everything shows that children do best when there's a caring adult around. Doesn't have to be their mother or their father.
I mean, I'm certainly not the authority. Never had kids, and I've arranged my life so I never have to talk or be around a child. But
I heard you say once on airplanes, you watch children on airplanes or something.
I avoid children and airplanes. But somebody once said to me, a kid just needs one. It doesn't have to be a real parent, and it doesn't have to be two. You have to have one person who, no matter what you do to them, they won't leave, you know?
That's right.
You throw rocks at them and they'll
be right.
I'll still be here tomorrow.
Exactly
and
right.
Once that is established, that's probably going to grow up to be a good person.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. Presidente Fox, are you concerned that Russia will meddle in the Mexican election?
PRI has always meddled in Mexican elections, so we do our own game internally. Difficult to have clear-cut, transparent, reliable elections. And here it's happening the same.
Right.
It's not only them, but it's also the system.
Now, you were with the PRI party? Was that the party?
No.
No, that was... No, not you. I'm saying that was there for a long time, right?
Yes, PRI, 71 years.
71 years. And then you came along.
Yes, sir.
And what about...
Year 2000.
And what about now?
Now we are living by democracy, fortunately. It's a very competitive system. And we have to be very careful that it stays like that.
Right.
So that it's really the winner fully recognized.
Okay. Salman, as a writer, how worried are you about Trump attempting to curb freedom of expression?
Well, I'm worried. I'm not terrified yet, but I'm worried.
You've faced worse.
I've been threatened by professionals.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on. Hurt off your shoulder. I mean, what a dumb question that was.
I do think that trying to undermine people's belief in what they're hearing from the news media is always the first step towards totalitarianism.
Yeah,
always.
Totally.
Because if somebody is able to say, don't believe them, I am the truth.
Right.
That's how you get a dictator.
Right. Or a god.
Yes. Or a god.
It's a fine line.
Will the religious right give Trump another pass on his latest affair? Oh, that's a good question, because how much does it take? Now he's got a porn star and a playmate while the wife is nursing. It just looks bad.
What would Jesus do?
Well, I mean, you're asking me? I don't know if he would judge the sex part so much, but the lying part and the hurting of the feelings part, that I think he would be a little harder on.
They don't care about this. Jesus could be crabby. They care about abortion. That's what they care
about.
You're
so right.
That's all they care about. You know, that as long as he makes abortion illegal, which is about to happen, that's what they care about.
Yes, and they will be playing that card when this gets desperate, you know. I know you think he's not going to live out that term. I mean...
But the Supreme Court will. I mean, the most important thing is the Supreme Court, and that's why they voted him in.
Right.
And they don't care about the rest of his
stuff. And
they don't even believe in it. They never heard of sex before, and they're not going to hear about it now. But the thing they're really, really worried about is abortion, because I remember Barney Frank once saying, the Republicans only care about human life from conception to birth. Right. After that, they could care less.
I mean, isn't it amazing that they're talking about abstinence only with this particular president? They're trying to push abstinence only in the schools with this man as president?
He is the least godly, least abstinent man that was ever.
Yeah.
Will Rob Porter and the shooting we've lost... We've lost focus on DACA with the expiration date on March 5th. Is there any hope for a resolution, DACA?
Well, over a million young kids deserved a solution. They are part of this nation. They are extremely well prepared and talented. And if somebody doesn't want them here, we would love to have them in Mexico. But I have to respect that they are from this nation, they love this nation, and they want to stay here. And they deserve that happening. And we will never exchange one person for $1 for the wall. No fucking wall.
I'm not going to top that.
Thank you very much.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10. Or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.